الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله على كل شيء حسيبا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The verse which I just recited at the very beginning is a ayah from the Holy Quran, and it's a verse which deals with the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Muslims of greeting one another and responding to greetings. And so this is actually a very, very unique verse, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout His book gives us various tenets by which we should live. And so it makes sense, for example, fasting, prayer, avoiding theft, avoiding zina, etc. All these major rules of our lives are laid out in the Quran, or the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you would think that something so small as greeting one another would be either present in the Sunnah or would find itself in just, you know, the good common cultural practices that exist among people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala felt or shows us that greeting one another is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually places it in His glorious book and made it part of His glorious book to show us the importance of greeting one another. And so what I wanted to do today is talk a little bit about the etiquettes of greeting one another and the benefits of greeting one another and how we're supposed to greet one another. Because obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the idea of greeting one another by placing it in His holy book. And so therefore we should raise it and put importance on doing it and learning it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it in a verse of the Holy Quran. So actually the word tahiyya, this word tahiyya in Arabic, it actually means to make alive. And so what happens is that in traditional, before the time of Islam, in the classical Arab language, when someone would give tahiyya or a greeting, they would actually say, hayyak Allah, meaning may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your life. And so this is the way that before Islam, people used to greet one another. Now, of course, the pagans of Arabia, they believed in Allah. Their problem wasn't that they wasn't the fact that they didn't recognize Allah. The problem was that they associated other partners with Allah. And so they would greet one another by saying, Hayyak Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend your life. May Allah extend your life. After the advent of Islam, or when Islam actually came through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greeting was kept. The concept of greeting one another was kept, but it was changed to Assalamu alaykum. And so this is the way by which we greet each other in this world, and this, inshallah, will also be the greeting in Jannah. So, Assalamu alaikum actually means, may peace be upon you. Assalama means peace or preservation, alaikum, upon you. And many people translate it as, may peace be upon you, but actually it has a much deeper meaning than that. And what it really means is, may salama be with you. Salama means preservation. So may preservation from all bad be with you. May you be protected from every type of evil. And actually it's a dua. So each time we're greeting one another with Assalamu alaikum, we are actually making a dua for our brother. So that's one way of translating Assalamu alaikum. According to Ibn Arabi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate his grave, he says that Assalam is actually a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this word as-salam is a name of Allah. And so when you're saying as-salamu alaykum, what you're saying is may the good characteristic of Allah's preserving you be with you. So this is the way in which Ibn Arabi would translate this particular short fragment or short phrase. Another way to think about it is as-salamu, meaning as-salam is the characteristic of Allah, and alaykum, may Allah's characteristic of preservation be with you. And so in that case, what we would be saying is that we have no protection to protect one. We have no ability to protect one another. I can't protect you and you can't protect me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote a calamity to befall upon any of us, no one can save the other from it. So, assalamu alaykum, may Allah's preservation and protection be with you. So it's a way of turning the table by showing that we have no way of protecting ourselves. Only if Allah wills can we be protected. So this is another way to translate assalamu alaykum. Regardless, it highlights the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection upon us. Imam Ibn Uyayna, who is another famous scholar, he once asked someone, do you know what salam is? Do you know what assalamu alaykum is? And then the person didn't have a response, and he responded by saying that salam means that you are saying you are free or safe from me. So when I come to you and I say assalamu alaykum, what I'm actually saying is may peace and protection be with you, meaning I will not harm you in any single way. May the protection and peace that I can provide for you, that is with you by the mere sake of you being a Muslim. So there's so many different ways in which this phrase can be translated. But what it boils down to is that all of them actually have a part in the actual reality of the statement. And not only is it so important to greet one another with assalamu alaykum, but actually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us in so many ahadith. In so many hadith you find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizing that we should greet one another. So what are some of those? On one occasion the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the community that you cannot enter paradise until you are a believer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the community, you cannot enter paradise. He's talking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. You cannot enter paradise until you are a believer. And your belief cannot be complete until you love one another. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the Sahaba this. And then he said to them, shall I tell you something which if you put it into practice will establish the bonds of love amongst you? And so the Sahaba were quiet, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make salam a common practice amongst yourselves. Meaning greet one another with assalamu alaikum. When you greet one another with assalamu alaikum, this dua will bring love and unity between your hearts. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now people speak of unity in this day and age. They say we need to have unity, everybody talks about unity, everybody talks about how to establish unity. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us the way in which Allah will place unity between our hearts. And that is by greeting one another. And in this particular hadith, the ulama comment and say, this means that you should greet not only people you know, but especially people you don't know. Because with the people you know, there's already a bond of love between you and that person. But when you go to a person that you don't know, that perhaps you've never met, or perhaps you've never spoken to in the masjid or in the community, and you greet them with assalamu alaikum, they say wa alaikum assalam, and that builds a bond of brotherhood which is descended by Allah. Meaning it's a bond which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed between your heart and the heart of another brother. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the nearest person to Allah is the person who is the first to offer salam when people meet. So now imagine this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling the community that the nearest person to Allah, which is something that all of us desire, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to know who the nearest person to Allah is, or if you want to become one of the nearest people to Allah, the way you do so is by being the very first person to give salam. In another hadith, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the most worthy practice in Islam? Out of all of the things that a Muslim can do, what is the most worthy practice that a Muslim does? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said two things. Number one, feed the people. Feeding the people is a great act that a Muslim can do. And the second is to spread the practice of salam. To spread the practice, to make salam with one another, and to advise other people to do the same. This is one of the most meritorious acts within the deen. And so, and in fact, that hadith continues, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues by saying, make salam whether you know the person or you don't know the person. Now, when the Sahaba would hear such statements, they would obviously take these statements and inculcate them within their daily practice. And if you look at the lives of the Sahaba, you find this. For example, it's written about Ibn Umar, the son of Umar radiallahu anhu, one of the most According to Aisha radiallahu anha, this companion was the one who followed the sunnah the most out of any other companion. And so it's written about Ibn Umar that he used to go to the market. He used to go to the marketplace of Medina, and he would stand there and just make salam to people as they would come in and out. He wouldn't have any intention of buying or selling anything. He would just stand there for the sole purpose of going and making salam with other people that he might not have spent as much time as with others. So he would just make salam with these people randomly, because he realized the benefit of inculcating this sunnah. Now if you go back to the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the ayah which we recited in the very beginning of this talk, that when you are greeted with a greeting, then greet with something better than it, or return something equal to it. And so this lays down some very important fiqhi principles about greeting one another. So the very first is, if you are greeted. So the greeting itself, the very first greeting, is actually sunnah mu'akkada. So for me, let's say I sit down right here, and I come up to a brother. If I meet a brother for the first time, or I see a brother, and I haven't greeted him yet, and I go up to him and I say, assalamu alaikum, that's sunnah mu'akkada. It's a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and it's something that we should do, and we should propagate amongst one another. Now, once I say assalamu alaikum, it is then mandatory. It's wajib, based on this ayah, for that brother to respond back to me. And in fact, the ayah also says not only how we should respond, but we should add something to it. Meaning, if I say assalamu alaikum to a brother, the brother should either say back to me, wa alaikum assalam, or he should say, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, or he can say, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that's the most that you can say. So this is what the ayah is commanding us to do. That's why the ulama say that to greet somebody the first time is sunnah mu'akkada. But to respond to the greeting with equal to it or better is actually wajib. It's mandatory based upon this ayah. So on one occasion, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So another companion then came, and he in the same gathering, and he said, wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah ya Rasulullah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then a third companion stood up, and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the Prophet ﷺ said, wa alayka. That's all he said. Then that sahaba became very saddened in his heart. And he started feeling that, I came to the Prophet ﷺ so he could make this dua. See, they saw that this was a dua. They saw that when the Prophet ﷺ is saying, assalamu alaykum, he's actually saying, may Allah's salama be with you. And he's also saying that you will never be harmed by my tongue or my hand. Meaning on the day of judgment, when I'm standing before you and you are my witness, inshallah, your tongue and your hand will not harm me. So these sahaba were very, very desirous of gaining the dua and the promise of salama from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the third companion stood up and he said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet ﷺ said, wa alayka, he became very disheartened because he didn't get the full dua. So he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he complained. And he said, ya Rasulullah, why didn't you give me this full dua just like you gave the people before me? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, you greeted me with the maximum, so all I could do in accordance with the Quran was to return equal to it. And so the Prophet ﷺ actually said, wa alayka, meaning wa alayka assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So this was the way in which the Prophet ﷺ would greet the companions. And this is how they interacted with one another. They loved to greet one another because they knew the benefits. In fact, it comes in a hadith, or not in hadith, but in narrations regarding the companions, that if like a tree would separate them, and then they would see one another again, they would right away greet one another. They were that much into greeting one another. And they would just randomly go and greet people that they didn't know, because they knew there was enormous benefit in greeting their brothers and sisters. So, from this hadith, we understand a couple things. The first is the benefit of the salam. And then we've talked about that through a series of hadith. The second is that the maximum that you can give, according to the sunnah, is to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. That's the maximum that you can do, and the only thing you can return in exchange is equal to it. And that's based on this hadith that we just went over, the very last hadith. The point remains is that these are very, very small things. We see them as very small things. First of all, the first problem is that we've taken it lightly. So we just randomly say salam without realizing why we're doing it or what it really means. Now this is an ayah of the Holy Quran which is commanding us to greet one another. And not only commanding us but telling us how we should do it. And then the Prophet ﷺ is over and over and over again emphasizing it. So when we have the opportunity of greeting one another, we should make the proper niyyah. We don't just do it because that's what we learned from our parents or that's become a habit within our community. Each time we greet one another, we should realize what we're saying, we should mean it from the bottom of our heart, and we should realize that we're fulfilling an ayah of the Holy Quran. That there's nothing better that you can do. The ayah which commands you to fast, and the ayah which commands you to greet one another, those are equal ayah. Those are equal ayat. They both are the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them are acts of worship. And so we should treat both of them at that same level. Because Allah's word is Allah's word. Allah can take a simple deed, like bowing up and down, which could have been an exercise, and He makes it into prayer and grants you Jannah because of it. And He can take another deed and turn it into nothing. That's basically up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because Allah raised the greeting of brothers and sisters by placing it in the Quran, in the same way we should raise it and use it to our advantage to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first. We should realize what we're doing when we greet one another. The second is, we should make it a regular practice. A regular practice without fail, that when you see someone you don't know, you should stop and go and greet that person. That's how you earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such an easy way to do it. All you have to do is go to your brother who you might not have greeted before, or who you may not have met before, and just greet them by saying, Assalamu alaikum. There's so much benefit in this that we can't begin to enumerate it. If Allah is placing it in His holy book, and the Prophet ﷺ is describing it with his holy tongue, and the companions are enacting it, realizing its value, then we don't need anything more. That's our deen. That's the basis of our deen. So when we see somebody that we don't know, or when we're in the mosque, and we see a bunch of brothers, we should greet them all equally with as much enjoyment and excitement, realizing that this is a great way to earn reward. This is the way which you build a community. This is the way by which you bring people's hearts together. There's no other way. We're not going to be able to do it any other way except that Allah puts that love between our hearts. Now you look at the Sahaba, they were a group of people that were fighting one another before the Prophet ﷺ came. They had killed one another's brothers, fathers, grandfathers, sons. They had fought with one another on the battlefield, and they became such a unified group that they then defeated everybody around them. It was shocking for the rest of the world to see. And we continue to narrate and quote their stories up until this day because it was so amazing where the Prophet ﷺ took them from and where he led them to. But the reality is that they followed the sunnah and used it as a means to tap into the barakah of Allah, the mercy of Allah. And when that barakah and mercy descended upon their hearts, it unified them in a way in which mankind had never seen. They had never seen people sacrificing their lives for one another. You read the stories of the Sahaba, they were ready to sacrifice their lives for one another. They were ready to give their property to one another. They treated each other closer than blood brothers would treat one another. And that was because of their enacting these small sunan, what we quote unquote small sunan. They're actually very, very big in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make this a definite habit amongst us. So easy. It's so easy. Just when you're leaving the masjid, find someone that you usually don't greet and go up to them and say, Assalamu alaikum. Give them a smile. The smile counts as charity, and the salam, inshallah, will bring that barakah and tie your heart with that particular brother. That's how you bring people into the deen. That's how you begin to establish the deen. And then that's how you begin to establish a community. By spreading salam, and this is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to greet one another and to greet those we know and especially greet those we don't know and to understand the importance and the benefit of using the salam in order to unify the hearts of one another. وآخر دعوانا